Any American who wants a vaccine can get one. That has been the message of the Biden administration, but the number of Americans actually getting vaccinated has dropped off steeply in the last 4 weeks. The campaign to expand vaccine coverage now moves to streets and neighborhoods, and in Miami, to the beach. Veronica Zaragovia at member station WLRN reports on efforts in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade.
Miami. Miami International Airport looks hectic, with people rushing to their flights. But passengers and airport staff are stepping away from the chaos to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
You should already have your vaccination record?
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says they're being offered here to make vaccinations easy.
It's pop-up, pop-up. Wherever people are, that's where we will be to make sure that no one has an excuse to not take the shot.
In that game, I'm the best.
Outside, near lines of parked yellow cabs, Tony Brutus can finally play dominoes with other drivers. He just got his first Pfizer dose and wasn't allowed to play till he got inoculated. He had tried before to get a shot, but one site ran out of vaccines, another had already closed.
One customer from New York told me that last week, every taxi driver in New York taking vaccine already. So that means we were behind in Miami and Florida.
Florida's vaccination numbers have been dropping since April. They're low for younger adults, who now make up most of COVID-19 patients at hospitals. University of Florida epidemiologist Cindy Prince says it's hard for people who work multiple jobs or who don't earn much to get to vaccination sites.
Now it really is about understanding the nuances of our populations, of their needs, of their motivating factors, and reaching them where they are, bringing it to them.
Angel Sanchez, a busy single dad who works construction, says he hasn't had a chance to look for a vaccination site. But he says on this trip to Miami Beach with his sons, the city was offering shots right on the sand. And he's happy he got one. Vaccination rates for Hispanic Floridians are far behind those for white residents. Even further behind is the vaccination rate for Black people. Of everyone vaccinated, only about 7% are Black, while 2/3 are white.
We are doing the COVID-19, all right? Vaccinations right here. So if you know anybody that's out there that really want to find out more, tell them come on over here, right, to Brentwood Pool, all right? And we're also doing voter registration right now as well.
In Miami Gardens, Florida's largest majority Black city, members of Black fraternities and sororities called the Divine Nine are recruiting people with food and get vaccinated posters. One of them is state lawmaker Christopher Benjamin, wearing his purple Omega Sci-Fi shirt.
We want to dispel the myths about the vaccine. We want to encourage folks in the Black community to come out and get vaccinated, because we know that there's some vaccine hesitancy in our community. So the leaders of our community are out here saying it's okay, it's safe.
This site has a Black doctor and Black nurses to help people feel comfortable. Epidemiologists say now that 12 to 15-year-olds are eligible for vaccines, that will help boost Florida's rates. Miami-Dade County is offering shots at high schools, and the University of Miami has a mobile pediatric unit heading to churches and underserved neighborhoods. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.